We welcome you to our Italian missionary reunion tonight. We welcome all of you missionaries, returned spouses, great Italian members, and mission presidents and wives who are here tonight. We'd like to, as we have in the past, introduce them. So some of you may not know who they are, and introduce them. We'll have them stand as I introduce them before our opening song here. We'll start right on the front with my wife, Sister Claudia Anderson. Okay. And we served in Padova from 92 to 95. President and Sister Dibble, who, and I don't know all the places that everybody served, but I do know him because he took my place in 95 to 98. Thank you. President Uvrad. Thank you. We have President Sister Williams. And I think he was in Rome, right? In Rome. President Sister Turner. Thank you. Catania. Okay, thank you. President Sister Gillespie. I know he was in Rome. And another Rome missionary, mission president just came back, and President Sister Flozzi. And another Rome missionary, President Sister Favero. Okay. On this side, we have President Sister Parker, also of Rome. We got kind of a top heavy here by the Rome people. And where were you, President Brad?
Milano.
Milano. Okay, good. Well, we've got another. And President Rodman?
Milano.
Milano. Okay. And President Sister Lombardo?
Milano.
Milano. Oh, okay. Hey, it sounds like they all sit where their missions were, you know? They get these great, you know, so it's not just north against south, it's mission against mission here. And then President Sister Cardin? And their two sons, Paul and, I forgot,
Russell.
So, appreciate them. Well, thank you. And we will go ahead and start our meeting tonight by, we know the traffic's really bad out there. I know, of course, last time we started like this and it filled up, but it's, President Larry Miller said he's, you know, I asked him not to have his game tonight, but he still decided to do it and make the traffic worse. But, so, can't have everything, I guess. We'll go ahead and start by singing hymn number 156 on your song sheet. Hope you picked one up. It's Chiamati a Servirlo. It's we're going to be led by Brother or David Arnold, who served in the what we call the Great Italian Mission. That was right after it was called the Italian Mission. We called it the Great Italian Mission, at least the brethren did. And we thought it was pretty great. And he'll be accompanied by Elder Mike Hendrickson, who served in the Italy South Mission, after which then Sister Cardin will offer the opening prayer.
Thank you.
Caro Padre Celeste, siamo così grati di essere insieme qui per questa riunione. Siamo grati per il nostro lavoro per il Paese d'Italia. E siamo grati di essere insieme in questo tempo di conferenza e ti preghiamo di benedirci con il tuo spirito e preghiamo che il lavoro missionario in Italia mi cresce e siamo così grati per il Vangelo, per le nostre testimonianze e preghiamo per il tuo spirito stasera nel nome di Gesù Cristo. Amen.
We'd like to report on the financial status of the Italian Missionary Association as of the year end. The association has in its funds $19,922, and it's made possible by donations, and it's being used and will be used for missionary work in Italy. And there are different things that the chairman of the Italian Missionary Association, in concert with others, decide on how to spend that money. We appreciate your donations. We also like to invite all to, you know, we've set a limit of $5 if you can. We'd sure like to have to help this work go forward, we'd sure like to invite you to donate up to $5 or more if you want. But we know many of you are in school and can't. I hope each of you have picked up one of these cards when you came in. They're on both tables out there. It's the all it has on it is the website address, www.italymissions.com. And if you go to that, I don't know how many of you have been to see it. We have our organist here, Mike Hendrickson, is our webmaster, and he is a good one. And he loves doing it. And there are a lot of nice things. The page, you know, has a map of Italy, and you can just click on any of the four missions, and you'll go right to their web pages. You know, we have links to all four other four mission web pages. And the announcements are on there for reunions and other notices and any kind of information, including the minutes of these meetings. And we encourage you to go home and get on the website. You can register right online. If you don't want to do that, or if you think you'll forget, then you can pick up one of these and fill it out and write legibly your, it has to be exactly, you can't have even a dot out of place or the message comes back. So if you can write your email address on there, and we'd appreciate that, and just mail in one of these envelopes, and you can do it with your donation if you'd like. Okay. But anyway, what we do is when you're on that website and you're registered correctly, you will receive an invitation on the web or through your email to this meeting and other things that may be important to. So. Do that. It's fun to get in there and see what's going on in the different missions too. One thing I wanted to do, I don't know how many of you take this magazine. It used to be called La Stella. And I hope you all have an abonamento to La Leona. And it's a great magazine. And I would just encourage you, it's really nice. And of course, they just changed the name, I guess, two or three months ago. It's the same thing inside. I know when I get it, the first thing I do is open to the middle page and see what's happening in the four missions, the personal and what's happening in the different branches and so forth. But I'd encourage all of you to get this. It's very inexpensive. I think they're $10 a year or $12 a year. And it's a fun thing to have. It's great to read something in Italian and kind of keep up the language. But the great message is to hear them in Italian. Okay. I took the opportunity in the last month to correspond with the four mission presidents that are currently serving in Italy, just to kind of ask them what was happening in their missions. And I'm just going to give you un breve riassunto, okay? I'm going to translate it into English. It's all done in Italian, and they said to speak English up here, so we'll try to do that. But I talked to heard from President Saul, who's serving in Milano, and right now in the Milano mission. You're going to get the good stuff in just a minute because we have President Flosi here, so, and his wife. So, but I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the general stuff here. 160 missionaries are now serving in the Milano mission, And it hadn't been, there were no changes this year in either the number in the branches or wards that are currently in place in that mission. And same thing with the cities. There were no new opening or there were no new cities opened or closed during last year. In Milano Mission had 112 baptisms during 1999. However, he went on to say that they've already had 18 in the first 6 weeks, so their numbers have crescut quite a bit, so they're excited. In the Padova Mission, President Curtis said that they have about the same number, 155 missionaries. And during the last year, 1999, the new branches were organized in Pesaro and in Monfalcone. And for those of you who don't know, Pesaro is just a little north of, it's between Rimini and Ancona on the Adriatic side, close to the Rome Mission. And Monfalcone is right outside of Trieste. And so those were new branches put in there. And Imola, I don't know if Imola, there's a, the best thing about Imola, I think everybody knows, that there's a Grand Prix race run in Italy, in Imola. And that's just to the, let me think here, south, I drive through it all the time, southeast, between Bologna and Ravenna. And there's the city of Imola. And so that is now, has missionaries, and they had their first baptism just last month in Imola. And last year, in 1999, there were 188 baptisms in the Padova Mission, and they were doing well. In Rome, there were 160 missionaries. I'll be quick because I know President Plosi has more to say. 160 missionaries, of which 30 are sisters, and they were the same, with no new branches were organized in 1999. However, the cities of Spoleto and Civitavecchia were closed to missionary work because what he wanted to do was bring more missionaries into the Rome area and try to concentrate them there. There were also 82 baptisms in Rome during 1999. And he said, our Anselmo Carmack of the area presidency came and was the first general authority to preside at a district conference in Pescara. And I'll leave the rest. He talked a little bit about they're looking for places to build and so forth, but I'll let President Flosi address that. President Rempel of Catania told us that they have 135 missionaries there, of which only 15 are Sorelle, and they have one missionary couple serving. And the Ramo Internazionale di Palermo was closed during that year. And La Mezia, which is in Calabria, was open to missionary work, and while Monopoli and Trani were closed to missionary work. So just an update for those of you who were served in the Catania mission. And last year in Catania, there were 99 baptisms. So if I add those up, it's about 481 baptisms last year, 1999, in Italy. So that, kind of interesting to know. At least I thought it was interesting. I think we have a real treat tonight. We have a few people that are going to address us tonight. Sister Flosi will say a few words, and then President Flosi will address us. And now they've been home just 9 months and having served in the Italy-Rome mission. Up here, seated next to me, is Fratello Loriano Tolaini. And Brother Tolaini is a great craftsman from Pisa. And I remember he's going to tell us a little bit about his conversion, which was a long time ago. He's going to tell us a little bit about the church in early Italy. Now, we talked about Brother Arnold, who went over in, I told you about the Great Italian Mission. And many of us served in the Great Italian Mission. Italy was actually post-Lorenzo Snow era. It was opened officially in August of 1966. And I know I arrived in September of 1966, and Presidents Favero and Dibble were in our mission, and President Cardin. In fact, President Cardin and I were in the same apartment in Pisa for a while, and we had a, it was... It, there's a lot of great memories, you know, from the early days of the really of the church when it was established in Italy. And I've asked Brother Tolaini, having been in Pisa and been one of the great members, I was fortunate enough to serve at the end, near the end of my mission as a branch president in Pisa, and he was a member with his small family, a young family. They're now all grown, and he's a grandfather and so forth, but then he was a young father, and that was great. And I've asked him to say a few words and tell us about that. And we'll go to that point. Sister Flosie.